Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Linda McCann is an author who's written some interesting pieces of Iowa history, and she's going to be sharing some of that information with folks in the Oneida, Adair, and Casey areas here very soon as a part of a series of events where she'll be presenting about some of the things that she's written about, including the prisoners of war in Iowa and prohibition in Iowa will be some of the key topics she'll be talking about. Linda, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Well, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about your research. How did you ever get interested in these types of topics?
Well, I very much kind of fell into this. I was telling granddaughters about some parts of history that they didn't know, and I was lucky enough because a publisher heard about it, saw what I was doing, and asked if I could write books that they could publish.
Well, and I was looking at some of the titles some of the books, some of the topics that you've done. It focuses, obviously, on Iowa. I see it looks like a lot of it's eastern, southeast Iowa, but are you finding that there are a lot of stories around the state that are very similar, no matter where you're from?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, with the POW and with others, I am doing the entire state. It just kind of depends what it is and how much I run into as I'm working on it.
Sure, sure. Can you talk a little bit about the research involved in that, Linda? Are you getting a lot of help, a lot of feedback from folks when you do these presentations?
Well, and the thing I guess that I really think is important is when I'm researching them, I can put out the word with the librarians, and they will tell people that I'm researching this. I'd like to talk to people. And so I am able to talk to people that live this, and then I can share it in the books and when I talk about it. And, you know, hearing it firsthand with people that this happened to me is just wonderful.
I've talked to a number of authors over the years, and many of them are kind of surprised that folks are actually interested in hearing about the stories that they've put together. And there's a little bit of doubt in whether or not anyone will really care, you know, once they start writing something like this. But are you surprised at all about the way people have taken to the topics?
No, I really am not. The people that I talk with and the people that I speak to like Iowa history, and they eat it up. You know, it's Iowa history, this happened to us, and they're just wild that they could finally find something that happened that they could share with their families, that sort of thing.
Well, in a lot of cases, it's their own history.
Right, right.
Yeah, there might be family stories there.
Well, that's it, and especially when I talk on prohibition, people always have something to share, you know. And I do kind of question them and say, when did you hear this story? Because, you know, so many times we heard these stories when we were a kid, and in the years past, we've kind of added to them or whatever, you know.
Yeah, is it sometimes difficult when you have stories that are passed on to kind of determine the fact from the fiction?
Very much. And again, like I said, with the prohibition is where I really learned to go into old Iowa newspapers. And I was hearing all this stuff about Al Capone. And I finally thought, if Al Capone was doing half of what I'm hearing, he didn't have time for business in Chicago.
That's very true.
And so when somebody tell me something, I would make notes, and I'd come home, and I'd get on the internet. And very, very seldom was there anything there. I mean, if Al Capone went through a town, it says Al Capone passed through town today, you know. If he was around, it's in the newspaper. And most of these stories are not in the newspaper, you know.
Yeah. Now, I'm having a reaction just like some folks who would sit there at your visits, because you kind of hit me and where I live, too, because I'm from Dubuque originally. And my grandfather told me a few stories from his youth that had to do with Al Capone over in the eastern or in the western part of Illinois, just across the river into Illinois. But that's for another day. But it just, you know, that's how you touch people. You talk about these things, and all of a sudden, it sparks something that, you know, that maybe they or a relative had experienced and talked about.
Well, and so many times, especially when I talk to, say, middle or high school kids, I'll say to them, go to your grandparents or great-grandparents and ask them questions, because many times this is your only chance to get this information. And that's partly why I do this, to hear this information firsthand and get it preserved.
Linda, can I ask you, is there, speaking about these two books in particular, about Prohibition mm-hmm. and Prisoners of War, are the stories a little bit different? I mean, is there maybe more fiction involved sometimes, or not necessarily fiction? It's probably rooted in truth, but the stories get changed over time. But do you find more concrete information when you talk to folks and research the information on the Prisoners of War topic?
Well, you know, so many people I have found have been so surprised that we had POWs in Iowa. And then when I tell them that they were POWs in every state but three, again, they're just shocked. And really, very few people have any knowledge of these prisoners before they hear me speak on it. And, you know, again, I tell them to go home. If there's somebody to talk to them, you know. But when I did my POW book, was one of the first times I wished I had asked my own father this stuff. Because Waverly had a POW camp, and I grew up in the Waverly area. And I just wonder if my grandfather and his parents had POWs work on their farm. But there's no way to find it out now.
Very true. And the POW issue is one that can be very difficult to research, too. I know in my own family, my grandfather was a prisoner of war in World War II for a time, and we don't know any details. He would never tell the stories.
Right. And that's very common with any of the military. They just don't want to talk about it. And unfortunately, yeah, then we don't get the information.
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult to unlock some of those stories that are, as you say, so pivotal to not only family history, but local history, and important for folks to know about. So these kind of visits kind of spur the conversation, right?
Oh, I hope so. And like I said, I very much say to them, you need to go home and ask whoever what they remember. Because even with the POWs, I had an older lady just last week, I would say in her 80s, and she came up and she said, my dad had POWs work on the farm. And she said, you know, I never paid any attention to it, and I wish I had.
Absolutely. I know I can't remember the author's name. I visited with another gentleman not too long ago, many months ago, who had done some research and had written about that topic, about POWs working on several Iowa farms. And like you said, it's tough to research because a lot of times it was just not talked about.
Well, and there again, there is so much in the local newspapers all about, you know, what was going on and the prisoners and this sort of thing. I was completely shocked how much I could find on the POWs in our local newspapers.
Yep, good resources out there. These visits are going to be held coming up yet this month in Anita at the Anita Library on November 18th, and that'll be at 2 p.m. at the Adair Library on November 19th at 11 a.m., and then later on that afternoon at the Casey Library, just down the road a touch, at 2 o'clock, on November 19th.
Right.
So any of those events, and it's an opportunity to be able to check out and listen and share some stories, perhaps of your own, with Linda as she discusses some of the information that she's uncovered through her research. Linda, these events, you get out at all kinds of different parts of the state to do these?
I really do. I pretty much travel the state doing research and then sharing the books. And, of course, I'll have copies of all my books available for purchase. And I always kind of remind people, this is your chance to share this with whoever, you know. Because a lot of people are, if you will, history nerds. And they would go wild to have a copy of this.
Well, It's interesting. It's always difficult. People will talk about wanting to do some research of their own, but they never really know for sure where to start. Well, this is a place to start.
Right.
You've kind of gotten them a jump start, you bet.
Yep. Very much so.
Very good. Linda, if they can't make it on those days, is there another place where they can find those books?
Probably the best place would be to go to Amazon, and there's a place called Heart of Iowa that has my books.
All right. Very good. So you can look for those there. But the easy way is to be able to stop by and listen and pick up a copy there. Linda might even share perhaps an autograph.
Well, probably so.
Very good. Well, Linda, thank you so much. I appreciate the time here today. Again, those events are going to be held at the Anita Library November 18th at 2 p.m., the Adair Library on November 19th at 11 a.m., and then just a few hours later on November 19th at the Casey Library at 2 p.m. A few opportunities to visit with Iowa author Linda McCann and talk a little bit, listen a little bit, and then talk with her a little bit about maybe some shared stories there too. Linda, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Have fun on those events.
Well, thank you much, and this is free to everyone, so...